here's something from the new recording, Libra, the latest from Amanda Martinez and her wonderful ensemble of musicians. Amanda lives here in Canada, but she's constantly mining her Mexican and South African roots with her special brand of flamenco soul. Her albums are beloved. I remember the first time I got my hands on Sola all those years ago, Amor and Mañana, the follow-ups, and now Libra. This new effort features a wonderful group of musicians, including bassist Drew Burston, a who's who of the Cuban-Canadian music scene, and her hubby, producer and constant musical companion, Kevin La Liberté. Amanda Martinez will be in concert to launch the Libra recording with special guests Saturday night at the Isabel Bader Theater.
Noche tras noche en el mismo lugar, soñando despierto otra vez. Con una luz que me alumbra la fe de volverte a encontrar.
¿Cómo escapar una sombra de amor que sigue pegada a mi piel? Sigo buscando esa luna de ayer cuando mi mundo cambió.
Music from Libra, and it's my pleasure to welcome Amanda Martinez to the Classical FM studios. Great to have you here.
Hola, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I mixed up your husband, it's true.
Yes, but the funny thing is everybody thinks my husband is Kevin. But Kevin's the producer of the album.
Very good. So 6 years, I think we've been waiting for a little bit here.
Yes.
I feel like I kept wanting to hear something new, and it's finally here. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Did you need to give it a bit of time to just sort of recharge the batteries, or what happens there?
Well, you know what? For me, being a mom of three...
That could be something
that
to do with it.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, for sure. I have been doing writing over the years, but it took a while to actually have it come together into an album.
So let's go back. People have maybe had that experience where mom and dad's record collection is sitting there. And then one day that key turns in your brain and you, as a young person, you say, I want to listen to those records. You know, I look at them all. And I think that's what happened to you. Is that right?
Yes, I would spend hours and hours in my father's record collection in his living room. And my parents would be like calling me for dinner. And I just would be, that was my escape. I loved the music that he had. And I think that's what got into my blood and lit the fire for me.
So was that a mix of, were you hearing South African music there, or was it mainly, you know, Latin, Mexican, that kind of idea?
My dad is a really diverse collection, everything from classical to jazz to the folkloric music of Latin America.
Right.
And then it was my mom's albums of Miriam Makeba that I would listen to on the South African side.
Gives us a bit of an insider view into maybe how this all happened. And it's always interesting. You could have been more entrenched with the pop world, but those exotic sounds were just beckoning. Is that fair?
Yeah. They just really, I feel like, got into my bloodstream. And I was never listening to really to radio as a child. I was listening to that collection.
That's really great. What were you looking to incorporate into this new recording? What were you looking to capture where you thought, okay, here's a fresh new canvas. What can I do with this?
Well, I had been inspired by a trip down to Namibia, Africa, when I was spending time with an SOS Children's Village. And
it's a big trip.
Yeah, that was a big trip and a really almost life-changing one.
Sure.
As you mentioned, my mom is from South Africa, and I went down with my band in 2010 for the World Cup. We performed down there, and again, I met musicians down there, and that's what ignited my idea to explore the African influence on this album and see how that would meld with the Latin American music that comes, you know, quite easily to my band being...
It does feel specific. It feels like you're doing something just a little bit different here with the writing and with the group that you've put together and so on. So.
Yeah, I mean, the group has been with me for over 15 years, but we have incorporated a number of different special guests that ended up collaborating on the songwriting and then came on as artists to do a number of different duets.
Tell us about Saturday night. You've played some wonderful rooms and theaters over the years. You just mentioned playing that big world stage a couple years back. But I've heard this group that you are with, and they're just fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Saturday.
Well, Saturday night, we're going to be performing as part of the TD Toronto Jazz Festival, this time at the Isabel Bader Theatre. A number of people haven't actually been there before, and it's nestled right across from the ROM on Charles Street. And it's a beautiful, intimate theatre, great acoustics. I'm going to have my full six-piece band there, as well as some special guests. My brother-in-law is actually flying in from Vancouver. He's a professional cellist. Harold Burstyn and Kelly Lee Evans, who's also on the album, will be there performing a duet that we wrote together.
Great Kelly Lee. Love Kelly Lee.
Yes, she's amazing. And I also have Donay Roberts, who is a two-time Juno Award-winning guitarist and songwriter, and he ended up being a big part of the album, too. We wrote one song together, and then I brought him on for to add his beautiful voice onto a number of different songs. So
you have a knack for that, finding beautiful voices to join your own beautiful voice on these records, and I think you've done a great job with this new one. June 22nd, 8 p.m., Isabel Bader Theater. Like you say, an interesting venue. I've seen a lot of films there, maybe a little bit of music, but 93 Charles Street West. Tickets at ticketpro.ca, or you can check out amandamartinez.ca as well. And Amanda, just great to see you today.
Oh, thank you so much. Wonderful to see you
too. Congratulations on the record. We'll hear a little more of it right now.